Contributed, Megan Porath, Executive Director, Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. In the heart of Revelstoke, where once stood a stern old police station with its cells and judgment room, now stands a testament to the transformative power of art, the Revelstoke Visual Arts Society. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this remarkable institution, I reflect on my journey as the current Keeper of the Keys, a role I assumed just 3 years ago amid the challenges of a global pandemic. I stumbled into this position during a personal turning point, applying for a job that resonated with my passion for the arts. The Revelstoke Visual Arts Center became my canvas for self-discovery and community engagement. Through my position as director, I've had the privilege of witnessing the power of art to bridge gaps and tell stories that words often fail to convey. One such powerful encounter was with Half Moon Woman, whose determination, wit, and kindness left a lasting bite mark. In the former RCMP jail cells, now our studios, she worked on her show, Biting Back, Our Cultural Resilience, turning a space that once held the weight of incarceration into a platform for Indigenous expression. Another highlight was my encounter with Haley Stewart, whose vibrant and detailed artworks once adorned the walls of a local bar where I worked. Little did I know then that I would later be so lucky as to curate not one, but two shows for her at the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. These events, complete with record-breaking opening nights and a DJ, showcased the transformative journey of a local artist who became a prominent figure in our town. The stories are endless. From delivering artwork over 4,000 kilometers away from Mexico to forging connections with the community through diverse art exhibitions. The Revelstoke Visual Arts Center has become more than just a venue, it's a dynamic space that evolves with the stories and experiences of those who inhabit it. My role as the executive director has not only immersed me in the world of art but has also connected me deeply with the Revelstoke community. This journey has taken me beyond the classic ski bum life, introducing me to artists, local nonprofits, volunteers, colleagues, and the true architects of this city. As we celebrate the 20th birthday of the Revelstoke Visual Arts Society, I extend my gratitude to the many volunteers, employees, artists and art enthusiasts who have built this incredible space over the years into a community pillar for arts and culture. This is more than a celebration of a building, it's a love letter to the arts, the artists, and the community. The Revelstoke Visual Arts Center will continue to be a space for everyone, a place to feel the warmth of community, to belong, to play, to get covered in paint and sparkles, and to explore the language that is art. Read more. Turtle Painting Class, Huge Success at Revelstoke Arts Center.